Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. For the next several weeks, I will tell biographical stories of early settlers who came to make their homes in the Chelan Valley around 1900, beginning with William Emerson, who was born in 1871 in Iowa. In 1892, at 21 years of age, he came to Chelan to work as a freight stage driver between Chelan and Cooley City. Each trip took a week, and he camped along the way. In August 1892, he hauled a bell weighing between 500 and 800 pounds for the first schoolhouse. When a new schoolhouse was built in 1906, the bell was moved to that building and was used there until 1940. Emerson enrolled in a law course through a correspondence school and was admitted to the bar in 1905, retiring in January 1946. Elizabeth, or Nellie, came to Chelan with her parents David and Clara Little, of whom we will hear more later. They came from Illinois about the same time Bill Emerson arrived. William and Nellie were married on Nellie's 18th birthday. They lived in Lakeside and at the ranch in the Boyd District and in downtown Chelan. They had 10 children. William and Nellie organized the first Methodist Sunday school in North Central Washington. He was a Sunday school teacher for 50 years. Nellie was a teacher, organist, and secretary of the Sunday school. William was mayor in 1913 and 14, city attorney for 15 to 20 years, and city clerk. He was the second city marshal. William Emerson presented the city library with a complete bound set of the Chelan Leader, 1891 to 1946. These are now in a vault at the Chelan Museum. He had interesting collections in a big glass case in his law office, which faced Emerson Street and was near the corner of Emerson and Johnson Avenues. He had Indian relics, and he had brought back a German gun, a French gun, hand grenades, and some ID tags found in an abandoned hut in Brest. William and Nellie celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary on August 24, 1944. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.